This is a Pinball News production.
Hi, my name is Clay Harrell. I'm responsible for the This Old Pinball video series on pinball repair and restoration.
You're liable for it.
I'm liable for it, that's true. And I also do the Topcast pinball interviews that are available for download at marvin3m.com/topcast, where we interview pinball personalities and put them in an MP3 format so you can download them and kind of get a little taste of Pinball Expo all year round. And basically, you know, every year we have a seminar. We used to do, me and Rob Hayes and some other people, you know, used to help me with doing technical seminars. And we kind of moved away from that a few years ago, and we've gone to kind of more entertainment, as you maybe put. And today I'm going to show you what the newest This Old Pinball video is all about. It is not quite done. There's still a couple more tweaks that need to be done. Should be finished in a couple weeks. I usually like to distribute it at Expo, but unfortunately, I was just unable to do that this year. I just couldn't get it done. I had some things happen in my life that made my life miserable. And hey, that all filters down to you guys. There's some stickers, by the way. We've got a Detroit Electromechanical Pinball Club. I've got some stickers here. I'm just going to pass around. If you want one, take one. If you don't, just pass the stack. Chuck Emery made those things, and he's a really great guy. I also got some Topcast stickers, too, if anybody wants those. Again, thank you to Chuck. And I've got some T-shirts I'll give away later on, and some DVDs that I'll give away for people if they need them. But anyways, I want to talk about this new video. Now, we've been working on this video, me and Norm, for a long time. It's the KISS video, which is basically a Bally 1977 and 1985 Bally electric or solid-state pinball repair. Hold on, I'm going to turn down the gain on this just a smidgen. That should do it. Okay, and we showed actually like the preview of that a few years ago, because believe it or not, we've been working on this thing freaking forever. These videos take an incredible amount of time. As a matter of fact, all this stuff takes a lot of time. The Topcast stuff takes a lot of time. Most of the Topcast stuff, frankly, takes a lot of pride out of me, because I have to beg people to interview. I mean, I have to beg, I have to plead, I have to get on my hands and knees, I have to offer to cut their lawn, shovel their driveway, and it's humbling. But anyways, it's largely, we've got some video going here, and I will interrupt it as needed. Okay, now the reason why we're going to Carl's is, I think a lot of people miss the point about early Stern solid-state games. Everybody's seen all the early Bally games. I mean, they made a shitload of them, and everybody's played them. I mean, everybody's played, you know, Centaur and Fathom, and, well, maybe everybody hasn't, but you've certainly seen them. Hell, there's a bunch of them out in the Expo Hall. But the Stern stuff, it's really interesting, and to me, it's way cooler than the Bally stuff. And this guy's got, like, one of nearly all the good ones. And I'm just going to take it's like a 20-minute tour of this guy's basement, and we show the games and explain it. It's all strictly pinball, and it's I don't know, I think it's really cool. But if you guys get bored, shout out to me, and I'll fast-forward it. Okay, so as you might have all noticed, whether you did, well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, I'm always standing up here alone at these seminars, even though it's Norm and Shaggy. So who's Norm? Well, Norm is a very busy man. He can never make it to Expo. But ladies and gentlemen, this is an exception. Norm is in the room. Norm's in the house. And I would like to bring Norm up here. Nobody's ever seen Norm. Nobody really knows who Norm is, because he's very discreet. He's a very private person. He's an asshole, frankly. But he's here. And for the first time ever, I would like to introduce Norm, the quote, as much as it pains me to say this, the genius behind this old pinball. Norm, would you please stand up? Where are you, Norm? Norm, how you doing, Norm? Norm, what? Why are you standing up?
I'm Norm.
What?
I'm Norm.
You're what?
I'm Norm.
Why are you standing up?
I'm the real Norm.
What?
I'm the real Norm.
So wait, we've got three Norms? Three Norms! Three Norms, please come on up here, all of you. Please come on up, all three Norms. We got to figure this out. Who is the real Norm? So we got three Norms. We got Norm number one. We got Norm number two. And we have Norm number three. Who is the real Norm? Okay, for people that know the TV series To Tell the Truth, it's been on since the 1950s. If you're not from the United States, just to give you a synopsis, they basically bring three people out that claim to be a single person, and they have a guest panel try and figure out by questions who the real person is. You guys are the guest panels. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to ask questions of the three Norms, and I want you to try and figure out who the real Norm is, and I'll give you some goofy, useless, worthless prizes, just like everybody else has been giving out here. Nothing of any value, trust me. And so here's how I want to run it. If you got a question, you can't ask it to all three of them. Okay, so if you got a question, you can ask it to two of the three Norms, but you can't ask it to all three. If somebody else likes that question, they can recycle it and ask it to the third Norm. But let's start out with Mr. Burke. Mr. Burke has the first question. Hold on. I'm going to come around with the microphone so everybody can hear.
Norm number two, a.k.a. Rob Hayes. Why have you been coming to Expo all these years by the name of Rob Hayes?
All right.
The question was, Norm number two, why have you been coming to Pinball Expo year after year under a different pseudonym?
Well, Rob Hayes is my name.
Okay. Next question, please. This gentleman right here.
Okay. Contestant number one over here. In all your videos, I know your accent. In your accent, how did you come up with that?
Well, it just came up to me one day when we were filming, and I really didn't want to use my normal voice. And I only use it two things. Once when I'm filming it, once when I'm with somebody's wife and he's not around, he's just... She thinks I'm somebody else.
Okay, we got a question right here.
Contestant number one, would you please repeat the phrase, what is a rectum fire?
What is a rectum fire? Don't use the voice unless I'm behind the camera.
Okay, I got a question back here.
Norm number three, what is your occupation in real life?
I'm a bouncer at a strip club.
Number two, what's Norm's occupation in real life?
I'm a transplant coordinator.
Yeah, sure.
Parts are us.
Norm number one, in the top DVD on ball bowler restoration, what specific bowler was being restored?
He was pretty much missing in action for that whole video. I don't even know if he knows, to be honest with you. But go ahead, give it a whirl. Are you going to answer?
No.
Norm number three, is it true that you and Shaggy met at a rest stop?
Yeah, I walked in there and Shaggy was tapping his foot. Norm number three, what gentleman's club and one night sandwich tonight?
I dance there on Thursdays.
Norm number two, describe Shaggy's relationship with his mother.
Same as it is with me.
Norm number two, what playfield was set on fire in top three?
That son of a bitch lit my Twilight Zone playfield on fire.
Okay, we got any more questions?
Well, Norm number two, were you really upset when they burned that play field at top three?
Damn straight, would you be upset if he burned your Twilight Zone play field? It was flames this high.
Norms one and two, what is Clay's middle name?
Well, F stands for friggin'.
Bachelor number one, how many machines have you blown up? Number one, how many machines have you blown up?
Probably 7 or 8, give or take, but you don't see them all on tapes.
Okay, any other questions? Come on, there's got to be a couple more. Okay, got another one over here. Are you guys getting the feel for who's Norm?
Norm number one, who's your favorite top girl?
That would have to be Sapphire.
Come on, go ahead. Any other questions? You guys, you know, these are like the worst questions I've ever heard. Come on. Okay, wait a minute.
Couple more.
Imposter number one, did Shaggy restore Twilight Zone for you?
Yes, he did, and it still doesn't work.
Norm number three, you spend a lot of time with Shaggy. What is Shaggy like doing in his spare time?
Usually he's not wearing very much clothing, so he likes to just sit there and watch Sesame Street all day.
Okay, just two more questions.
Okay, bachelor number one, what is Norm's favorite EM machine?
The favorite is official baseball.
Okay, one more question. Okay, right here.
Norm number two, is there anybody from the top videos that Shaggy just won't ever work with again?
Phil.
Okay, so I need a show of hands. We've got three Norms. Who thinks it's Norm number one? That would be, yes, the gentleman on our left, the crowd's left. Okay, who thinks it's Norm is number two? It's a pretty split. Who thinks it's the guy on the right is Norm? Okay. I need the real Norm to stand up. The real Norm.
Supposed to talk like Norm, eh?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real Norm right here. Actually a fairly shy person, believe it or not, so he doesn't like to say a lot, and it was nearly impossible to get him to come and do this. So, and actually he was supposed to have a much bigger role in this game show. For some reason, it was difficult to prod him. So, he is in real life, I'm sorry, what?
I got a question for Norm.
What medication is it that causes your hand to be so shaky when you shoot those films?
It's my Halcyon.
Anyways, Norm is the true genius. Norm is, you know, behind this whole pinball. He was the one that actually came up with the whole concept. So, you know, I find it really interesting that, did anybody think that the real Norm was not up here? Wow, we fooled all you idiots. Wow. That's unbelievable. Okay, all right. At this part of the video, we've got a special guest with us today for this video. This is Tiff, short for Tiffany. She's here. Okay, are there any kids in the room? If there are kids in the room, they need to leave now, please. Or anybody that's...
A woman.
Yeah, any women in the room, they should leave too. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to warn you because sometimes people claim I don't warn people about this stuff. Okay. The reason why I'm stopping it here, this is kind of an outtake. Well, it's a nice place to stop it. Okay. Just to kind of explain behind the scenes, like, where do we, the biggest question I get is, where do we find these women? Okay. It is really hard to find a woman to take off her top, at least for me. Incredibly difficult. Large sums of money have to be paid. And to be honest with you, most of the production work for the top video is done by myself. But whenever there's a filming involving a young lady, the cockroaches come out from underneath the refrigerator, and they all want to be there. Like the classic example when we did Top 7, and we had Candy, the shooter rod girl, as it may be. Schoenberg showed up. Jim Schoenberg, publisher of the Pin Game Journal. And let me tell you, that was the most embarrassing moment of my life, having him there. He took over the photo shoot, just took it over. And he keeps telling me, well, the first, you know, we got two girls in this video. The first girl came, and Rob and I were the only ones that were filming because I wouldn't let anybody else come. I wouldn't tell Schoenberg, and I made sure Norm didn't show up either because they were both a pain in the ass in the path. So it's me and Rob, and we say, okay, we got to have you holding a Pin Game Journal in front of your chest, topless, in front of your chest, but don't really show anything, just, you know, kind of innuendo. And so we took all these pictures, you know, big high-resolution pictures, and I emailed them all to Schoenberg. And Schoenberg goes, no, I can't use any of these. I go, what do you mean? Why can't you use them? He goes, you know, that's too revealing. I cannot use these. You know, I'm really pissed you didn't have me come over. You know, I need to take them myself. And I'm like, well, you can't use them? Why? She's not showing anything. No. People get upset. If I put that on the cover of the magazine or even in the inside, people will get upset, and I can't lose any subscribers over this. It's just not worth it. So I said, fine. I'll get a second girl. This is Daisy. This is our second girl. And we'll do it again. Okay? We'll do it again. So Daisy comes, and what's the first thing you think Schoenberg did? He asked her to take her top off and hold the magazine in front of her chest while he takes pictures. And I'm like, okay, well, let me get this straight. It was, in the first girl, that was not appropriate, but the second one's okay? You know, and it was just like, oh my God, you know, these guys are like, they don't get out of the house much, I guess. Okay, this is, you know, these girls, you call them up and you say, okay, we need you for a filming. It pays this amount of money. And by the way, you have to go topless. And then when she showed up, she was like, you mean I got to go topless? And I'm like, I thought we covered that on the phone. Yeah. And she didn't want to do, she was very reluctant. The first girl, the earlier one, oh my God, it's just, she couldn't keep her top on. This girl just, you know, I had to work with her to get anything out of her. And here I am. Okay, so here we're demonstrating how to remove battery corrosion from a Stern or a Valley MPU board. And Tiffany is our bait. And I'll do voiceovers eventually, but, well, if I can use this at all. So basically, I have no idea how I'm going to use those last two pieces of footage, but we paid her, so we got as much as we could. You know, and the peanut gallery would obviously, you know, come up with all kinds of kinky ideas. Stuff that I can never put into an actual top video. Like, almost, I'd say 90% of what you saw here will not be in the video because I just can't use it. I can't show naked women in a video that, you know, we're actually trying to market. So this was just for you guys. You guys only. Yeah. Hot damn, huh? Hot damn. So anyways, that's the end of my useless seminar. I hope you all enjoyed it. We didn't really provide too much technical information, but hey, we had a good time. If there's any questions, just see me afterwards. But thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's help.